This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Back to Reality, and thank you for joining us. So, I am Asma, your humble host. I am a student of English literature. And in here, I have with me two very dear guests, Zainab and Bita. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a really big pleasure for me to join you for this discussion. I am Bita, a medical student from Iran.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Zainab Sadat. I'm from Iran and I have my MA in TFL, teaching English as a foreign language. And it's my pleasure to be here today in this discussion.
Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for joining us in today's episode. There's been this very issue, which has been a very controversial topic all around the world. As we study history, we come to a point in which secularization happened. And it is not only about just political issues. It is applied to all aspects of life. As for me, who's studying English literature, I am mostly concerned with the secularization of religion in art and in literature and in the pieces that we have in literature totally as a whole. Now, it's not just like this notion that we say, okay, secularization happens in only one aspect. No, most of the time it happens in all parts of life. There you can see in modern world that many people associate secularization with the real life in different aspect of ordinary life. For example, you are making a decision, and since you're a Muslim, you will have to consider your religion as well. But in some cases, for many people, it's not just this way. Because they do believe that there's no need for bringing religion into your everyday or, let's say, a different aspect of your life. What do you feel about it? What do you think? What's your idea upon this topic? And do you think that we have to consider religion in every single aspect of our life?
You know, for me, I personally believe that religion, especially, as you said, for we as Muslims, means in entering God's orders and disciplines in every aspect of our life. You know, we as Muslims, not we as Muslims, we as human beings don't know the good and bad in everything we do. Our knowledge is limited. We lack experience in lots of situations. And then God has taught us how to deal with these situations. And that is religion, in fact. You know, there are lots of verses in Quran that tell us how to trade, tell us how to interact with other people, tell us, I don't know, lots of hadith.
Which means religion actually is important in all aspects of life.
Yes, and if you want to be considered as a religious person, you are supposed to enter religion in every aspect of your life. And that means being Muslim. If you want to be a Muslim without considering religion and God's disciplines in your life, then you are an ordinary person or maybe a faithless person. And another reason is the way that our infallible imams used to have in their lives, their lifestyles. You know, there are lots of narrations of our holy imams considering very personal habits to more social ones. You know, about eating, for example, they used to use salt before starting to eat, saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before starting to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
About sleeping, they used to lay down in specific way before falling asleep. And as I said, when we go to more social actions and more social interactions, they taught us how to deal with other people, how to trade, to be fair to our customers when we sell something, and lots of things. And I think that's impossible to be called a Muslim and not consider all these details in our lives.
So there are different aspects to religion. It's not just personal, or it's not just just political or economical or anything. It could be applied in all aspects of life.
And put it in one word, it's life.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Back to Reality. In here, we're talking about secularization of religion in different aspects, whether it's right to do or not to do. We're going to listen to Bita's idea after a short break. So we'll be back in no time. Thank you, dear listeners. Stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, in here, we're talking about religion and why do we have to apply it in different parts of our life.
Exactly. If you allow me, I want to look at this point from another, view of seeing other things, And as my dear sister Zainab told us, our religion is something that is really complete. And it talked about many things from many detailed everyday life things to many social things, But the thing is, if you want to answer this question completely, you have to look at yourself. We are human beings, and as human beings, we have two different parts, our soul and our body.
Yeah.
And, for these materialistic parts of our body, we have some needs and wants that we have to answer them. We have to meet these needs. And also for that part of our being, as our soul and this spiritual thing, we have to do something to answer these needs again. Mm-hmm. And we are a combination of these two parts. So we cannot separate them. We cannot tell that we are only some materialistic creatures that want to live in this world. Mm-hmm. And there is no past, there is no future. We are in the moment. And in this moment, for example, I want to eat. And this eating means just meeting the needs of eating. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. And the thing, the guideline, which is really appropriate to lead you in this life, is religion.
Yeah, we need religion.
Religion, exactly, to find the right way of even doing these materialistic things, not only that, a spiritual part.
Yeah.
And because of that, I think this is a proof that you need religion in every aspect of life.
Because we have a spiritual aspect as well.
And also because, we don't know the right way to do even materialistic things.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because of that, we have to, first of all, understand the level of being that we are in it. Mm-hmm. We have some, personality, soul or something. And we need to answer this. Without answering these kind of things, we will face a kind of deep depression in ourselves.
Exactly. So as you two both told us, I would get it like this, that in order to continue our life, in order to, because just as different things that we have in our ordinary life, we need an instruction book. Mm-hmm. As human beings, we need an instruction book, and we have to use that book in order to continue our life. And religion is that instruction book for human beings, because we have both a spiritual and physical aspect. When this idea happened, actually, it was about 16th or 17th century, that people started to think about these sort of things, that we should not consider religion in different things, like, for example, more social and economical issues. At that time, people were more primitive. They were quick to sin, quick to repent, quick to laugh, quick to cry, whatever. Everything in them was primitive. Their understanding of religion also was so much primitive. What they thought? They usually thought this way, that after all these, that at that time, there were so much of disasters. People were going through different kind of sicknesses that got no cure. So plenty much of people were dying for nothing. One day, a kind of catastrophe would come upon you. You will feel sick, you will go through different social issues, and then you'll die. That's the end of the story. So religion has done them nothing at that time. And mostly I'm here talking about Christianity. But after the development of science, after people started to know more of different sciences, they got to this idea that what's the use of religion if I am going to die after all? So let's go for a good life without thinking about religion. That even is thought about nowadays. They say that we do not have to go for religion because in our life, we're not going to make use of every moment if we consider religion. If we consider religion, we're going to be so depressed. Our life is going to be so dull and we're going to have nothing to please ourselves with. Now, I would ask your thoughts upon that after a short break. So, dear listeners, I hope you're not tired. Stay tuned. This is just a cliffhanger. Once more, welcome back to another episode of Back to Reality. In here, I have Bita and Zainab, and they're helping me with today's discussion. So, Zainab, I was just telling that religion sounds so depressing to many people. Is it really like so?
For me, it is not like that at all. Mm-hmm. You know, there has been some periods in my life personally, I'm talking about my personal experience, when I forgot God and I forgot religion and decided to handle my problems without considering God, you know, and the
so you had the a time results of secularization.
Were yes, the results were just miserable,
disastrous.
And, yes, and on the contrary, there were some situations where I took considered God and what He wanted me to do. And what came out for me was the peace, the salvation, and even in some cases. So, Asma, I think that requires a wide range of answers. There are lots of criteria that have influence on what people feel about certain things. And definitely, at least for me, religion is the thing that makes you feel better in case you make use of a good religion, good advices, and in case you submit yourself to Allah.
Yes, true
Ta'ala.
Religion,
yes.
And submitting yourself to all the rules,
yes,
of that religion.
And in case you do all these, definitely the consequence would be in your favor, yeah. I promise you.
Yeah, of course. So, Bita, shall you please tell me your ideas upon
of
that?
Of course. You know, the thing is, I think it is not the problem of the religion that people think in this way. The problem is the way people look at their religion, you know. Mm-hmm. We are defining something that as the way we want to do it, you know. And human being is something that wants to be free, mm-hmm. and just wants to fly freely in this world and do whatever they want to do. And for just doing this, they need approval from other people. And just for receiving this approval, they will do anything. And one of these things is defining something in a way that will just make the things they do accepted for other people.
Yeah, that's very true.
And because of the thing, they're thinking like that religion is something that tells you what to do, always what to do. Order you to do this, order
you
to do that. Exactly. And this is the point why people just want to resist the fact that religion is not something that will limit you. Mm-hmm. It's something that grow you.
Yeah.
Okay. And because of this point, I think we have to change our way of thinking and way of looking at other things, especially this religion. As you know, people around the world have many different kinds of religions. But, you know, this is not the topic, actually, because in every religion, there are some morals that somehow
exactly.
are common. And because of this point, people are hating to be limited. They want to do sins because, you know, they think that, okay, what is the reason why I have to be limited? So I have to ignore it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bita.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for your nice contributions. I actually made use of whatever you said. It was so fruitful. I hope the audience have the same feeling. Thank you, dear listeners. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Back to Reality. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, لا وحدت دي أمه رايزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمى رايزك لتصي دايلايتك وانسكت.